Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the characteristics of an ignorant person. In some of our previous sessions, we looked at a portion of this tradition, and today we're going to be looking at the rest of it, which we did not have the opportunity to finish. After mentioning a few of the characteristics of an ignorant person, the Imam alayhi salam says the following: if he, meaning the ignorant person, comes across something that he does not know, he denies it. If he comes across something that he does not know or hasn't heard about or simply cannot understand, instead of pondering over the matter and patiently thinking about it, he simply says that it's wrong and that he says, I have not heard of this, or I do not see it as possible, or how it can be, or where is this from, right? And it's very interesting. There's a book which has been written by the famous sage Khwaja Nasiruddin At-Tusi called Adabul Muta'allimin, the manners or the etiquettes of the scholars or the students. Although this book is very concise and small, it nevertheless contains very intricate and very subtle points regarding the manners in which somebody should go about learning. And in this book, this famous sage, one of the things that he mentions is that whenever coming across something very difficult to understand and very complex, or something that one is having a hard time fathoming, the method of understanding such a thing is to ponder over the matter, and contemplate it, and patiently think about it, and repeat it. And the statement, or the exact words of Khwaja Nasir here, is that contemplation, patient contemplation, is the key to understanding, right? So a wise person always patiently contemplates and thinks about something which he is finding difficult to understand, and this way the door to understanding and comprehension is opened for him. In any case, in continuation, the Imam alayhi salam says, this, meaning his rejection of that which he does not understand, is due to his confidence in his own opinion and the paucity of his awareness of his own ignorance. Meaning he's overly confident in his own knowledge, or what he deems to be his knowledge, and he's simply not aware of the fact of how ignorant he is. And this is a problem that most of us are afflicted with. And in fact, the way to get rid of it is to look at and read the opinions of other scholars. Once we start reading more and learning more, we become aware of and remembering how we were before we learned these, you know, and gained knowledge, we will understand how really ignorant we were from the beginning. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at ignorance and the characteristics of the ignorant in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.